It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Another tradition. Steve Carney, stevecarneyoutdoors.com. Steve-o, how you been?
I'm very excited, Steve. This is a great month of September. There's so much stuff going on. Tomorrow's a big day. We've got a lot of openers tomorrow. We've got the early teal season. We have the goose season. And, boy, the next week following that, we've got the bow opener. And then we have the duck opener on the 21st. I mean, every weekend in September, we have an opener for something. So it's a wonderful month. I'm really pumped up.
Yeah, no doubt. Not enough hours in the day. I know we've talked for years, Steve, and I don't know. What do you sleep, 2-3 hours a night? It seems like you're going morning, noon, and night this time of year.
Well, kind of, Steve. You know, I get a lot of really good sleep, and I think that is really the key to being able to do, you know, what I do is I get a lot of sleep, and I get, you know, I eat really good food, a lot of game, a lot of fish. Stay away from, you know, pasta and pizza, and, you know, it's all about your diet and getting good sleep. And so, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I'm going to be in the North Dakota-South Dakota border kind of by Hankinson this week for dove hunting. And then it just, you know, keeps getting better. And that's what I love about September. And fishing right now is, you know, still tough. You know, we've talked about this for about 3 weeks. It's just been tough. And the water temperatures are dropping a little bit, but they're not quite where you want them to be. So that fall bite, I'm thinking probably 2 or 3 weeks away. And, you know, back in the day, it used to start at Labor Day weekend that we have now. But it hasn't. It's been so warm, you know, through the fall. And it just doesn't really start until later. So that's another thing, you know, on the agenda coming up. And if I would have to, you know, pick a time, that middle October to all of November is really when the best fishing is. And, you know, the walleyes and crappies are back in their, you know, spring spots. And, you know, fishing is just excellent. And I always say when they pull the docks in and there's no docks, that's when you need to be out fishing because that's the best fishing of the year.
Yeah, no doubt. The personal watercraft and the ski boots, et cetera, are put away. People hang it up pretty quickly after Labor Day. One of the things I was going to ask you about, and you sent me a note earlier in the week, is about if you're not going to be out on the lakes, maybe trying some of the smaller river systems, just taking out a small boat and seeing what you can find out there.
You know, Steve, it was really fun this week. I took my small boat. I've got a backup 17-foot Alaskan that I use that's very small. It's 17 feet, and it's really basic. It's got a 50-horse on it, and I went up, did a kind of a river run this week, and it was really fun to kind of get back to a small boat, back to the kind of boat that we learned and grew up on, and just went up and worked, you know, a skinny river for 3-4 miles, caught some walleyes, caught some bass. It was really fun, you know, just to try something different. And, you know, right now, walleyes are actually doing what's called a false spawning run, where they go up through current and up these rivers. They're not spawning, but it's exactly like spring. They do this in the fall. And I found, you know, pretty good fishing up the river, and I'm in maybe 2 feet to 7 feet, you know, just kind of taking it real slow, taking it real easy. And it was really fun to try something different because the lake fishing right now is really, really tough, and I wanted to try something different. And the good news, I didn't hit anything. My prop is fine. But, you know, you got to be careful. You got to get that motor kicked up and just take it really slow and, you know, work yourself up the river as far as you can get. And it was just really fun to do something different and get back into a basic boat with basic electronics, one trolling motor, just very, very simple, and it was really fun to do that.
Yeah, and really, I live along the Mississippi north of the cities, and you know, this time of year, sometimes people are afraid of the river, maybe the Mississippi or the St. Croix, but you get into the fall and the current is way down, it can be a very enjoyable day, and there can be good fishing on these river systems, even the bigger rivers like the Mississippi and the St. Croix.
You know, when the lakes aren't happening, Steve, rivers are the way to go. And, you know, what I like about rivers is they're very easy to read. You know, they've got current, they have eddies, they have current breaks. There's all kinds of, you know, ways to read a river. And I do very well on rivers just because I just have a knack for that, you know, where they're going to be. And they're more predictable. And that's why I like these small rivers. They're, you know, easy to fish. And, you know, anything under bridge abutments, railroad track abutments, anything that's got, you know, any kind of timber or condensed current, you know, kind of like a neck down, that's usually where the fish are, and they're usually right in the river channel. So it's something, you know, it's a learning curve, of course, if you've never been on a river, but they can be intimidating. But I tell you, right now at this time of the year, there's a lot of minnows up there. There's a lot of food, and you know, a lot of these minnows are going up into these rivers too, and the walleyes will follow. So it's just another option, you know, when the lakes are, you know, the way they are. That's when you hit the river.
Well, Steve, always good to visit with you. Enjoy the Labor Day holiday. I know you've got a lot going on in the outdoors, and we look forward to hearing about it as we get deeper into September. I've got next Saturday off, so we'll visit with you in a couple of weeks.
Sounds good, Steve. We're both going to be in South Dakota at the same time. How about that?
Yeah, how about that? I've got my wife's family reunion next Saturday in South Dakota, and it looks like the weather's going to be cool and comfortable. I was worried about hot and humid, but looks like it's going to be great weather next weekend.
You know, for all these hunters that are out goose hunting this weekend with the goose opener and the dove opener and the teal opener, you better bring bug spray. I mean, the mosquitoes are really bad early, and they're really bad late, so don't forget the bug spray.
All right, good advice. Thanks, Steve. We'll visit with you in two.
All right, sounds good, Steve. Take care.
There he is, Steve Kearney, stevekearneyoutdoors.com, joining us here on the weekends.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.